الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقراراً بربوبيته وإرغاماً لمن جحد به وكفر وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد الخلق والبشر ما اتصلت عين بنظر أو سمعت أذن بخبر اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى ذريته ومن والاه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه واجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. أولا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إن شاء الله تعالى today our topic will be giving the sadaqah or infaqin. As you know, as the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make them to follow the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He was the most giver for whatever He has. And there is two things. The first thing is, whatever we have or whatever we owe or we in is not belong to us. It's temporary that we will keep it. And even if you are given, that's not means like you making favor for anyone. You just giving for your amana, that something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to you. And that's not something like it become in your own wills or your power or you work hard. That's not the thing. And the right thing is, this is actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you just return it back as the amana or something that you owe. And the second thing is, this mal, the wealth that we have, is the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He given to us, and is test. And this is, it can be problem to those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to them. And it can be their success, depending how they spend. And that's why you see it in the human being or the insan, always it's not one situation, it's not certain one situation. Always his situation is changing. Sometimes you see them, he's very well. Sometimes you see that he's not good, he's not doing good. And always you see if the human being or the person, he in something or he had some engaged some more thing, he always say, oh mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He honored me and He gave to me. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test him, he said, oh Allah, gives me or destroy me because I don't have nothing. So that's why. But that's not the situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, that's what we say, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. واما اذا ما ابتلاه رب واما اذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي اهانا. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is kalla, that's not the situation. Because the giving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or not giving, or not getting the whatever that you've been looking, is not meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't like you, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he likes this person. This all is test. And whatever that you have is depending like how you act and how you make to grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's given to the wealth, is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put in your hand to use for, or to use good ways, or to help for yourself, for your family, for the Muslim, for the community. And this is all has put in or settled down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many amount that you're getting. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, believe Allah, you know, being the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has no other ways, short way that you go, or you use someone, or you know, there's other ways. No, just believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depend on him. And also believe in his messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send him and make him messenger. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, give, you know, give what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to you. You know, give what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to you. Those who believe Allah and his messenger are among you, and they give what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, they have, or they will in for big reward in here, also in hereafter. As we know that the Muslim, there is one of the pillars of the Islam is the zakah, al-zakah. And as you know, all year, or which any year, every year, is coming back, especially what the month we are now, the Zahr al-Muharram, that you have to count each, you know, if you come back to 1 year complete. And this is the beginning of the year. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who always, you know, supporting and helping for all the human beings. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving those who disbelieve Him. But that not means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he liked them. That means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always give the human being for things that to test them. To test them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he command us that whatever that we have and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give to us, we have to give back. We have to give back in the right ways. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. You know, take some of their wealth, sadaqah for donation, for zakah, and it make clean on their heart, clean on their, you know, outside, inside, all of them. And he said, make dua for them, the sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Because your dua, it will be mercy to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, he's the one who hear or listen, and he's the one who know, even before having things. So that's why tathir, what's the meaning? You know, to tathiruhum, to purify them. One thing is to make, you know, the rich person, or the one who wealth person, to make him out of the bakhil, or out the one who is not giving. And the second thing is to always purify also the faqir, the one who doesn't have nothing, to purify them for cheerlessness. Like this guy, he has something for cheerlessness. So it's no cheerless for the faqir also. And the third thing is to also purify the wealth, the money that you have, the right of that money. Because everything you owe or you in, there's right on it. So that right, you have to purify it also. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تُطَهِّرُهُمْ. And to zakihim, what means to zakihim? It means to zakihim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put barakah on whatever you have, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make it, you know, look your whatever you have nice. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make the community, that the community who depend each other, make them, you know, feel, you know, their heart goodness, and they feel, mashallah, welcomeness each other. Because if you keep whatever you have, and the people who need it, the community who need it, they will feel jealousness for your side or whatever you have. And that become like haq, the hasd, a lot of bad thing is gonna happen. So that's why you have it, keep community also purified themselves or clean their heart in and out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make connection with the community very stronger when they helping each other. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, what to zakihim, especially on that time, the time of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while people, they move from Mecca to Medina and they don't have nothing, you know, most of them, they are, you know, 70 of them, the hadith said, like they used to say in the Masjid of Allah, the Masjid of Medina. So, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He was the one who provided them, but the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is the main resource that He was calling people to help this poor people who stay in the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the same time, whatever, and this ayah is not like only for them, or that time, is for all the time. The Quran is all the time. Every ayah we use is all the time, all, until the day of judgment. That's why any time you give for hand, or you help someone, or you give for sadaqah, zakat, that the wealth you have to give zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He's gonna give you? Tutahhirhum, it's gonna make you tathir for yourself, for your money, for your family, for community. And also, it's gonna make tathir even the poor that you're giving, or the people that you're giving, or the ways that you're giving. And also, to zakihim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make more and goodness for whatever that you have and whatever you keep. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said always, you know, the ayat is talking about to not look at always the tamani or whatever that your dream or yourself need, or like you need to collect things. That's not the reason that we are here. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. What's the hawa means? We all have hawa inside now. Because what the hawa means? That we only facing how can we collect or put our account in. You see the masjid, you know, mashallah, now it's Friday. But if you see the weekdays, you come duhur time, nobody. Everyone where is busy, where you busy. Just collecting money, that's the hawa we are now. So we have to get out this hawa. You have to get out this hawa and look at the deeds, the good deeds. Everything you're doing, or good deeds that you're doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not gonna take away for your rizq. Like some people, they think if they come to the masjid or pray normally, we're talking about the weekdays, five-time prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not provide them. Or they will kick out of job, they're not gonna be living this world. Or they will ask people, they will become desperate. That's all is, you know, fake yaqeen. That's not the true trust. So that's why it means hawa also, that people to keep whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them, and the mal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He give them. Because anytime you keep your things, anytime you keep the whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to you, the wealth, anytime you been have more dream or more desire for this dunya, that what you do, how you keep, how collect or salute the numbers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, the mercy of Allah is more valuable and more goodness than what we collecting. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. رَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And the second thing is, in the Islam, You know, there is nothing called poor that has to be poor, or someone who I have to be poor, Allah make me poor. No, that's nothing called in the Islam. Everyone is rich, either you know or not. And that way, who always, you know, when encourage them, they say, oh, we don't have nothing. And that's the way, not the way of the Muslim or the Islam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. They think that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not provide them, why we are giving. That's the way they think. And they don't think that this is, that they have is test for them. And the mihan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing if you have something. Even the faqir, the one who doesn't have nothing, also he is testing, but his way. As he's going to be certified to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he's going to be, you know, always has connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or if he gets something, he's going to be out of the environment of the masjid, environment of the good. Anytime you increase your money, that you increase far away to the mercy of Allah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, we repeat again, وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And also, one of the quality of the Muslim, or the mu'min believers, is that they giving. They giving for sake of Allah. They helping, they supporting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he encouraged them. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need, you know, help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can, you know, give those you giving, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those you helping, Allah give them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you as the one who has the money or wealth. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he encouraged and he said, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. The one who hold it and the one who given, it's not you, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot hold or you cannot give unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show you that right path, that goodness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهُ who ready to owe the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. You know, who can give Allah dain? Allah doesn't need dain. قَرْضًا حَسَنًا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا إِنْفَاقًا تَعْلِيمًا خِدْمَةً. All of the things is going to get in good deed, good, you know, giving, good teaching, you know, helping, making khidmah to the ummah. You know, giving the khair, whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to you, it's not only means you give money. That whatever goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to you, you give it. لا ينبغي أن تنتظر أن يأتيك الجزاء إضعافا مضاعفة في الدنيا. So if you're not, you know, going that way, do not think about it like every day or every time it will be good for you. So you increase your wealth or you increase whatever that you have. Or you increase if you now have knowledge and you're not giving your knowledge, or you have some way to share the community and you're not giving that way. You don't think about this thing is going to be more and more until you reach professor or PhD. Don't think. Unless you give, that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, you know, fill the gap that you give. Anytime you give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill the gap that you give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, he said, بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. You know, always worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the main thing. And the second, be those who be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the second step. First step, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second step, that you gonna be those who be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't have shukr, that means you're not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you're not going to keep the ni'mah that you have. And the second thing, the ni'mah or any bounty that is coming to you is not going to come by the way you like it, or it's not going to come even. Anytime you make shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he exchange. Anytime you've been grateful to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange and will give you more and more. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always give advice for all the ummah, especially the prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers. When he was talking about the Musa, He said, قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ O Musa, I chose you among the people, so you know, conveyed the message I send you. And my word also conveyed people, convey them. And also, whatever that I give to you, take it, and then being those who are grateful to me, being those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why يجب أن نعتقد أن الجزاء في الآخرة ولكن الله جلت ولكن الله جلت حكمته قد يكافئ بعض المحسنين تشجيعا للباقين. So we believe that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to us, mostly Allah has kept us in Akhirah, hereafter. That we need. But maybe there's some good people who did the goodness, Allah can give them good also in here, that to encourage them, the others, those who are not given. And sometimes it can be, you know, banishment. It can be banishment to those who are not giving or not helping and not making grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He gives to them. And but the hisab or the counting is not here. It's for it's gonna be akhirah. It's gonna be the akhirah or mostly. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة. Every soul will taste the death, but the rewardness and the ajr that is going to be mostly in the Akhirah, the day of Qiyamah. So that's why before that we have to spend. You see, many of people or Muslim in this world now, they may be dying, that still they don't fulfill the rights of others. They don't do a lot. Sometimes you see them, you know, and especially those who live here, this country, you know, they put their account, maybe something, and then nobody know them even. And the government will take instead that, you know, they give on front of them the Akhirah. And that's the sadness. That's why always, that's why we encourage. And that's why you hear always to help, you know. Anytime you have anything you have, you know what the Salihin, good people, they do? They divide three. One of their wealth, you know, they give their family, and the second one will put back whatever that they used to work, or maybe they used by the tijara. And the third one, they give for sake of Allah, and the sake of themselves also, you know, to put front on whatever that the days that were in them. And even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, you know, protect yourself for the hellfire, even for the half of the day, tamar, half of the day. So that's why people, when they don't go to the day of Qiyamah, day of judgment, what they gonna say? They say, لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكون من الصالحين. First, they're not gonna say, you know, I'll do this, I'll do dunya. Second, they're not gonna say even, I will read more Quran. They're not gonna say, oh, I do more dhikr, or I stay in the masjid 24/7. No, they will say, فَأَصَّدَّقَ, you know, I will give, you know, I'll donate, I give, whatever that I have. And then second, they say, وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and I will be those who pious people. So that's why they will lack it, but that's not gonna happen. But we still have, as we are now today, we have time. We can, this time, we can use, you know, we can try whatever decision good for us, we can do it. So that's why, you know, we always, you know, always you see, you know, especially in here, in this country, mostly, mashallah, the community, they're doing good. You know, they're helping each other. You know, they're building the masjids. You know, they're helping the poor. So that's why you have to be among that khayr. Unless you're going to be, you know, those who are going to say, فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَسَحْبِهِ.